Tomorrow is the coronation of King Charles III. The ceremony in London will be full of pomp and pageantry, but there will also be some big changes to this ritual that's more than 1,000 years old. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
The iconic boy sopranos of the Choir of Westminster Abbey have been rehearsing all week to perform at King Charles III's coronation, including 12-year-old Casper, who spoke to reporters.
It's exciting and it's quite nerve-wracking. It's an honor, just quite nervous.
Aside from performing for the king, he'll have to contend with something else. This is the first coronation in which girl choristers will sing with the boys of this 14th century choir.
The role of the monarchy is to represent the nation to itself, and it must reflect, therefore, modern society in all its diversity.
Royal expert Robert Hazel says the ceremony will reflect King Charles's own vision for a more humble, in-touch, up-to-date monarchy. He'll still arrive at the Abbey in a horse-drawn carriage, but it's got power windows and AC. The parade route will be shorter than his mother's. All Britons, not just aristocrats, will be asked to swear allegiance. And there will be a mention of other faiths besides Christianity. There are some parts of this ancient rite that cannot change, though, says historian Alice Hunt.
He can't change the oath. The prayers and the liturgy, we won't know what changes have been made until we see it.
So there may be some surprises, but the king will still have to swear to be a faithful Protestant. He'll still carry a golden orb with a cross and two scepters encrusted with jewels. And he'll still be anointed in a secret ceremony behind a screen.
And that is with holy oil, probably in three places: hands, breast, and head. And that is when the monarch is understood to actually become king, that something changes at that moment.
Thousands of soldiers have been rehearsing on military bases and at 2 a.m. in central London all week for what will be their biggest ceremonial operation in 70 years.
The carriage and the horses and
royals
all dressed in their finery. And
they're proud to be British, aren't you?
Lorraine Franklin, Mandy Long and Kay Paget came down to Buckingham Palace to check out the decorations. But they're not the norm. Polls show a majority of Britons don't want to abolish the monarchy, but are otherwise pretty apathetic towards it.
And enthusiasm for the monarchy, so the people that can reasonably be called royalists, is sort of anything from 9 to 15% at tops.
Graham Smith is the head of Republic, an anti-monarchy group that's mobilising coronation protesters.
So I will be on Trafalgar Square right up alongside the procession route, protesting very loudly. We'll be chanting "Not My King" when Charles goes past.
This coronation is being held during a painful cost of living crisis. Many Britons' energy bills have doubled. Food prices are way up. A scaled-back ceremony for royals may still look over the top to taxpayers, whose bill for this weekend's events could exceed $125 million.
This one, or this one, or this one?
King Charles, the coronation.
Yeah, coronation. £15 today. Tomorrow maybe change the price.
Fernando Santos has a kiosk across the street from Big Ben. He normally sells Union Jack magnets. Now he's selling mugs and flags with King Charles's face on them.
How many have you sold? Hundreds? Thousands?
Hundred pieces selling today.
Is business good?
Business good. Alhamdulillah.
He sees this coronation not as a moment of national pride, but just a welcome little boost for his business. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.